Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can always click the Contact Us link on our website, waitwait.npr.org. And if you want more Wait Wait in your week, you can check out the Wait Wait quiz for your smart speaker. It's out every Wednesday. It has me and Bill asking you questions all in the comfort of your home. And where else are you going to be? It's just like our show, only now we're calling from inside the house. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. Who's this?
My name is Jonathan Zamkoff.
Hey, where are you calling from, Jonathan?
Beautiful Austin, Texas.
I'm glad to hear it. Austin, of course, is one of my favorite places. What do you do there?
I am the head of business development at a video game studio.
Video games?
Yeah.
I loved Ms. Pac-Man. It was a great game. It was actually much better than the original Pac-Man.
Well, Jonathan, welcome to the show. Bill Curtis is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. You ready to play?
Let's do it.
All right, here is your first limerick.
Filled with water from hydrant or pumpster, it invites us to dive with a jumpster. Yeah, having a pool would be pretty cool. We'll make do with this garbage-free...
dumpster.
Dumpster, yes, that's right. Philadelphia officials had to release an official statement this week barring people from swimming in dumpsters because somebody did it. It happened at a block party that had a dumpster pool, which one partier said was, quote, the best idea ever, while another said, does anybody else have this weird full-body rash?
Well, I thought that's what they meant by dumpster diving.
No, this is a whole new variant on the sport. It is disgusting to swim around in the trash with your friends, but it's nice that humans finally get the chance to get tangled up in six-pack rings. And how fun when your pool noodles are actually somebody else's old noodles.
Ew. Are we talking like a regular-sized dumpster?
A regular-sized dumpster that was intentionally filled with water.
Ugh.
So that a person and his friends could jump into it and splash about.
In a pandemic.
During a pandemic.
Does the diarrhea rule still apply?
At that point, who cares? Seriously. You gonna make it worse? All right, very good. Here is your next limerick.
Our opera just doubled its chance for artistic botanical grants. Our green, leafy crowd rarely rustles out loud. We perform for a hall full of...
plants.
There you go. Sir. Yes, plants. The Barcelona Opera House reopened with its first show since lockdown, playing to an audience filled with plants. It was really an amazing image. Each of the beautiful red velvet leather chairs had a single potted plant. The house was packed with them. And you should have seen the line for the drinking fountain at intermission.
Well, don't you remember in the 70s when we were all told to talk to our plants?
It's true. So play music for them. That was another thing we heard, that music helps plants.
It really is an astonishing picture. It was 2,292 plants. And you know the oldest ones still unwrapped their candy.
Yes.
Well, you know
the bags of fertilizer.
You know that the Venus flytrap was just chomping on those Jordan almonds. I want to see Patti LuPone throw a cell phone at a geranium.
Wait, when she's singing Everything's Coming Up Roses, right?
Exactly. Exactly. The tulips are going, yeah, whatever.
All right, Jonathan, here is your last limerick.
Since her kisses have not been controlled more, my lawyer will settle this old score. Her lips I still rue, so now I will sue, because I'll always be stuck with this...
cold sore?
Yes, very good. That was a tough one. A British man is suing a woman he went on a single date with for over $150,000 because, he says, she gave him a cold sore. The date was going well until, to his horror, quote, I was kissed. He has now sued the woman for negligence, claiming she, quote, had a moral and ethical and legal duty to warn me of the risks I would be exposed to. The man says that his herpes simplex has caused emotional distress and prevents him from going cycling, which we did not realize was done with one's lips.
I feel kind of bad for him just because it's England, so if they open their mouth, it's just horrific. And you close your mouth, you got this cold sore. It's a lose-lose.
This is crazy, but we should not give up on the idea of suing people for bad dates, right? I'm suing for $800,000 in damages relating to how much you talked about your mom.
Well, it sounds like this guy has got a complex about his simplex.
Bill, how did Jonathan do in our quiz?
Jonathan's been practicing on those video games because he got a perfect score.
Congratulations, Jonathan.
Oh, well, thank you. My mom is going to be super proud of me.
That's why we all do this. Thank you so much, Jonathan.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.